Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year, with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about 24 states that sued in April. The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force. The Supreme Court says a Catholic charity in Wisconsin doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes in one of a set of religious rights cases the justices are considering this term. The unanimous Thursday ruling comes in a case filed by the Catholic Charities Bureau. The organization says the state violated the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the organization to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. Wisconsin argues the organization doesn't qualify for an exemption because its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. Also this term, the court deadlocked on public funding for religious schools and is still weighing a case over religious objections to books in schools. The Belgian waffle breakfast to support Feed My Starving Children returns to the Boscobel Farmers Market this Saturday from 8 to noon. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children.
We did it for 3 years, and last year we took a year off, and they asked us to come back just this Saturday, and we agreed to do so. So we're looking forward to doing it again. You know, we've had tremendous amount of support for our waffle breakfast those 3 years we did them at the farmers market. And people that come to the market, like last summer and then again this year, they're asking where we are. So we're trying to get the word out that we will be back this Saturday. And hopefully the weather will be good and we'll have good attendance.
The cost of the breakfast is $5, which includes a large Belgian waffle with whipped cream, two sausage links, and a bottle of water. Hunger is still causing nearly half of deaths in children under 5 years old. From this data, Feed My Starving Children estimates at least 6,200 children die each day from causes related to undernutrition. As a Christian nonprofit, FMSC is dedicated to seeing every child whole in body and spirit. FMSC works with food distribution partners that stay with communities for the long haul, empowering them to move from relief to development.
We just recently finished up our 13th mobile pack in Boscobel last April. We had over 750 volunteers pack over 240,000 meals over seven shifts. So those 240,000 meals will feed 660 children one meal a day for an entire year.
FMSC meals are developed by food science and nutrition professionals to supplement nutritional needs and reduce problems with malnutrition. Nutrition allows children to grow, thrive, and develop to their full potential. Money raised from the waffle breakfast will go directly to the Boscobel Mobile Pack. If you are unable to attend Saturday's waffle breakfast to support the Boscobel Mobile Food Pack, a drive-through steak sandwich supper will be held Wednesday from 4:30 to 7 or until gone at Backroads Church in Boscobel. The meal includes a large steak sandwich, cheesy potatoes, and a chocolate chip bar for $12. Pre-orders are available by calling Renee at 608-553-7825. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and recreation department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the Community Resource Officer for the Richland School District.
This is the second annual Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby, where we at the Police Department have partnered with the City of Richland Center Parks and Recreation to host the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby at North Park Pond. Ages 18 and under, but would like to mention that participants must be accompanied by an adult. Bring your own fishing poles, bring tackle, as well as bait.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
If you're lucky enough, you may just win some prizes. You'll have some new tackle to put in your tackle boxes, or even some tackle boxes. We do also have a donor who's going to bring between 40 and 50 fishing poles for children as well.
Officer Wilson feels community events that bring officers and the public together is beneficial for everyone.
Everyone enjoys it quite a bit. I think the kids enjoy it just as much as the police officers and the park and rec department. It's just such a nice community event where the police department can interact with our community, and it just seems like everyone has a good time. It's very beneficial to get to know everyone in a positive way, much like my position in the school district. Building those and establishing those positive relationships with children, it does help in future incidents.
Registration for Cops and Bobbers at North Park Pond will be held from 8 to 8:30, with fishing from 8:30 to 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 to 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged.